You know, I mean...
Do you get on with your neighbours, Jane?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Because I must admit it is...
I don't go in and out their house. No. But, I mean, I don't ignore them.
Because it is quite a friendly estate. I mean, it really is. It's lovely. We've got the little green at the front. Because you're also involved in the garden, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but not as much as I'd like. I do help if I can.
Come on now, admit it. I see you nicking tomatoes from you the other day.
No.
But actually, you wasn't nicking them because they are there for the community to take.
The community. And Jean keeps saying to me, I keep telling you, take them when you see them.
Jean is Jean Beckford. She's you and her actually began that, didn't you? How did that go? How did that start?
Well, it was Jean's idea, actually. She was out there one day working away and I thought, what's that lady doing out there? And I went out there because the kids were out there as well and I sort of asked her what she was doing and she said that she was trying to make a garden. So, you know, she said, I'll try and get the community involved. So I said, how are you funding it? And she said, well, no, we'll have to see how we go. And as she said, I'll have like 3 plots sort of thing. And the council put some rotten old plants in, which we didn't like. And she started this one off. So I said to her, well, look, it's £20, get some plants and start the garden off here.
So you just gave £20?
I gave her £20 to buy some plants.
It is beautiful outside. Do you feel proud when you look at it? So yeah, your £20 started that.
It started the flowers off. But Jean's done all the most of the work. She does the donkey work. I go out and weed when I can. Because I'm in, say, my legs aren't that good, as you can see. And I can't really bend down because of the knee.
Oh. So, do you get on well with the children on the estate?
Yes, I do. They all know him.
Yeah.
It's because of the dog, really. But, I mean, sometimes you've got some of the little kids that come from over the other estate and they're very, very rude.
Mm.
And the only thing is I wish they wouldn't keep running in and out and up and down because we've got a tap at the top of the stairs up the top and they have these water bombs where they fill them up and they will keep filling them up and dropping them and it's like a... Well, it's like a bath out there.
And like you say, I don't suppose you can say anything
you
to
can't. You can't. I say, I go out, I put up with it so much, and the dog keeps barking, it's not fair on the neighbours.
Mm.
So I go out and I say to them, please go outside with your bombs. And I say, why is it you always pick this block? They never do it in the other block. It's always this one because they can get to the water. They come from over there, don't live on the estate.
Yeah, because even though the two estates are next to each other, they are complete. This estate is very old. How old do you think this estate is?
I think this went up about 1949-50, somewhere like that.
Was this built to house some of the people that had lost their homes?
After the war, this went up.
Okay.
Because I saw all these being built over here.
When were they built?
Here. I was living here when they were built, so I can't say the exact year, but I should imagine... 1970s, 80s.
Okay, yeah, I think I got a feeling of remembering them as well. Was that part of a bomb site?
There were some flares. Where the club is, now that was a bomb site there.
Right, now I remember that because when I was a little girl, I remember coming up and looking through the fences that surrounded that and it was a big... And we also called that a bomb site.
That's right. Well, you know the house that joined onto the bomb site?
Yes.
That's where I used to live.
Oh, okay.
We used to live there. And my nan and granddad lived a bit further up in Hazel Grove. My other aunts and that lived in the Laurel Grove where the club is. And another aunts and that, they lived up the top turning. But that's where our garden used to lit back onto where the club is. So that was a building site there.
Okay, so of course that was part of that when you got up that morning, it was just the tree there.
No, that was in Dilwyn Road and Adamsville when the bombing was bad then. But no,
when you say it was bad, how bad was it? I mean, were you talking about every night for months?
Oh, yeah, it went on and on and on. And as I say, part of Dilwyn, part of Adamsville was flattened. And that's where they built a lot of the prefabs, that sort of thing, you know.
We haven't got any prefabs around here anymore,
now we haven't, but you scoot part of Hazel Grove, Laurel Grove, Myrtle Grove. Now, in Myrtle Grove, you had, and the top part of Hazel Grove was